Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today brings us to Zechariah chapter 13. We'll listen to Faith Comes by Hearing's reading of the 9 verses of this chapter.
Zechariah 13.
On that day there shall be a fountain open for the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, to cleanse them from sin and uncleanness. And on that day, declares the Lord of hosts, I will cut off the names of the idols from the land, so that they shall be remembered no more. And also I will remove from the land the prophets and the spirit of uncleanness. And if anyone again prophesies, his father and mother who bore him will say to him, You shall not live, for you speak lies in the name of the Lord. And his father and mother who bore him shall pierce him through when he prophesies. On that day every prophet will be ashamed of his vision when he prophesies. He will not put on a hairy cloak in order to deceive, but he will say, I am no prophet. I am a worker of the soil, for a man sold me in my youth. And if one asks him, What are these wounds on your back? He will say, The wounds I received in the house of my friends. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man who stands next to me, declares the Lord of hosts. Strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. I will turn my hand against the little ones. In the whole land, declares the Lord, 2/3 shall be cut off and perish, and 1/3 shall be left alive. And I will put this third into the fire, and refine them as one refines silver, and test them as gold is tested. They will call upon my name, and I will answer them. I will say, They are my people. And they will say,
The Lord is my God.
In 1991, I read Zechariah 10 through 14 on the same day, and I had no notes on this chapter. 10 years later, in 2001, I read Zechariah 13 and 14 on the same day, and I wrote The Hope of Israel and Jerusalem. In that day, no more idols, no more false prophets. God will purify the earth by eliminating unclean spirits. Yay! So that was my journal entry in 2001. Another 10 years later, in 2011, again I read Zechariah 13 and 14 on one day, and I wrote, Am I being put into the fire to be refined and tested? And I was referring to verse 9. If so, help me come out more pure, better, Lord. You are my God. As we look at Zechariah chapter 13, we see that God is going to cut off the names of the idols so that they shall be remembered no more. And when we think of idols, we think of maybe man-made statues or images people worship. And for the most part, we don't have much of that in my country today, though idol worship still does exist in various countries around the world. I think of my trips to Thailand or Cambodia, where I've seen huge gold statues of Buddha and people bowing down to them or bringing food or burning candles or incense to them. But we still have idols in our lives today, too. To me, an idol is anything that keeps us from an intimate relationship with God Himself. So let's consider some idols today. How about money? The pursuit of money? Fame or personal popularity? How about sports? Do we spend more time watching a football game on Sunday than time in church? How about entertainment? Do you spend more time watching movies or playing video games than reading your Bible and praying each day? Thanks to Zechariah chapter 13, we may need to consider what keeps us from spending time with God daily. Is it our busyness? And if so, what are we busy doing? Is busyness, the chasing of this world, an idol? Does it keep you from intimacy with God, which we say is our highest priority? We say our relationship with the Lord is our highest priority. But do our actions back up our words? Maybe you'll take some time today to think about the idols in your life, the things that keep you from time with the Lord on a daily basis. Next, Zechariah says the Lord is going to remove from the land prophets and the spirit of uncleanliness. He says, on that day, every prophet will be ashamed of his vision, according to verse 4. These are false prophets who will cower under conviction on that day, the day of the Lord. Do we have false prophets today? I think so. Oh yeah, we have those people who predict the exact day that the Lord is going to return, and obviously none of them have been right. But what about pastors, preachers, priests who proclimate messages that do not line up with God's word? Would Zechariah or the Lord consider them false prophets? I think so. So what are you hearing in your house of worship? Is the Bible being preached? Is Christ alone lifted up as Savior? If not, you may want to consider maybe a different house of worship. Maybe you haven't realized you may be under the teaching of a false prophet, one who does not line up with the Word of God. So we not only have idols today, we have false prophets. Next, Zechariah states that God at times strikes the shepherd, even his shepherds, the ones that stand next to him. Let's look at verse 7. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man who stands next to me, declares the Lord of hosts. Strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. Who are the shepherds today? Again, these are our pastors, our preachers, our priests, those who shepherd the flock of God. So what if God strikes your shepherd, your good and faithful pastor or priest? Will you scatter, or can you stand spiritually on your own two feet? You may be tested, as verses 8 and 9 declare. Can you stand? You will be able to, if you know the Word of God yourself. You will if you have a personal relationship with Jesus, not one through your pastor, your church, or someone else. When your faith is tested, will you still call upon His name? Will God say of you, "They are my people," and will you be able to say, "The Lord is my God"? Let's look at how this chapter closes in verse 8 and 9. After the Lord strikes the good shepherds, the sheep will be scattered or tested. It says in verses 8 and 9, "In the whole land," declares the Lord, "two-thirds shall be cut off and perish, and one-third shall be left alive. And I will put this third into the fire and refine them as one refines silver and test them as gold is tested. They will call upon my name and I will answer them. I will say, 'They are my people,' and they will say, 'The Lord is my God.'" If God decides to refine you like silver, will you stand? In that day, will you have set aside all the idols in your life? Will you have set aside false prophets? And will you be able to declare that God and God alone is who you lean on? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for Zechariah 13 that reminds us that there are still idols, there are still false prophets, and that the shepherds, even good shepherds, might be stricken. And where will we be? Will we be able to stand on our own two feet before you? Lord, convict us by the power of your Holy Spirit to set aside anything that's keeping us from relationship with you, whether it be idol worship in our own lives or dependence on teachers that are not teaching us biblical principles. And Lord, when you refine me like silver, please strengthen me so that I can pass the test. May you say of me, "I am your people," because I say, "The Lord is my God." Hallelujah, Lord. Amen. Here at the Ezra Project, we pray that you are spiritually benefiting from AdBible. If so, we ask you to consider partnering with us so that AdBible can spread not only to your community, but throughout the world. It's a challenge for a small ministry like the Ezra Project to spread something like AdBible all over the globe. But we can do a better job of that with your financial partnership. Visit EzraProject.net to see how you can become financially involved with spreading AdBible around the world. Help others experience the biblical teaching that you are getting through AdBible audio daily devotions from the Ezra Project. And thank you for your support.